All right, I want to introduce you now. To the website, secondamericanrevolution.org, that is cataloging and helping to promote and organize protests across, citizen action protests across the U.S. against the tyranny of all these various and in sundry governors, including Gavin Newsom, including Emperor Bell Edwards, including Emperor Drank DeWine and Dim Whitmer and all the rest of them. Many people have had it, but they don't know what to do. You know, we're new to this Patriot Minuteman thing, you might say. So I thought I would invite Josh Ellis, who is one of the promoters and one of the founders of Second American Revolution on the program. Maybe we can get some guidance on this. So, Josh Ellis of secondamericanrevolution.org, welcome to the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Josh, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Just enjoying my morning cup of coffee, waking up.
Well, are you enjoying it under house arrest?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, people argue that it's not house arrest, but, you know, people on house arrest get to go to the grocery store, too, so.
Yeah, you couldn't put someone under house arrest and tell them, but you can't feed yourself, and, you know, if you need supplies, and you live alone.
You're allowed to go to work. You're allowed to go to the grocery store under house arrest. That is a thing.
So, Josh, tell me about Second American Revolution.
Well, AmericanRevolution2.org is the official, like, URL thing. But it's basically just a call nationwide to stand up together as United States citizens all at one time and send a message, whether your state's under lockdown or not, that this is never okay anywhere in the United States.
You concerned, well, I know you are, how concerned are you that much of what has been done in the name of safety and health and all that, that we're going to be permanently stuck with if we don't do something about it?
Well, I don't know that it's going to be permanently stuck with. You know, Nazi Germany didn't get to concentration camps overnight. they did that on a long road. It took, you know, a decade or more to get to that point. What I can say is we're on that train track. We need to get off now. The bigger concern right now is that if we don't say that this isn't okay ever as a people together, then what we are doing is saying it is okay. You know, it's really no different than not punishing your child when they do something. You know, you tell them that they're going to be grounded or they're going to go to their room or whatever. When they do something bad, if you don't enforce that, they get the idea they can just get away with it.
Right, right, so right.
You have to do the enforcement part as well.
Now, you have a sister group, I think it's a sister group, or another group is doing something similar called Open the States, right?
Well, Open the States is a separate group. They have just been so kind as to create the Open the States page, which allows all of us, because we're not the only group. We're the one doing the national movement. We're the one who started the May 1 thing.
Okay.
A lot of groups have joined us, but Open the States is allowing us a home off of Facebook due to all of the censorship and straight-out lies that Facebook is feeding.
Now, what can you tell our listeners about fascist book and what they did to various state groups and either unpublishing or deactivating accounts to promote May 1st rallies against this tyranny?
Well, this is really fun story. So we were one of the very first shut down. We had a Facebook page up. We controlled it. What was on there, you know, I mean, we didn't really censor too heavily what comments were, you know, let people kind of talk and chat amongst themselves in the comments. But we kept to a very strict thing of you should absolutely send this. Defend your constitutional rights, do it peacefully, wear a mask, do 6 foot distancing, you know, all the right things to make sure this happens safely. And they shut us down and completely deleted the page. No reason why, while at the same time leaving up another page that we found out later had the same name, that was a Nazi website, had been there since 2011. So they're perfectly fine with Nazis, but not constitutional rights and safety.
So the so your URL is, I want to make sure I get this right. Your URL is AmericanRevolutionNumber2.org.
You got it.
Okay. Now you had if I go to the site and I go to the groups where you have a graphic of Pride Book and then over in red letters and a banner across with a red banner across it saying censored. Are you telling me that every one of those state groups also had pages that were taken down?
No, all of those are still up. We used the logo with the censored because they are heavily censoring all of those groups.
Okay.
They just removed our second group, which was set to private. So it wasn't publishing, you know, nationally. It was just people who were interested in going. But again, you know, same message. Do it safely. Do the 6 foot. We're the only group out there who's actually pushing this as something that you heavily should be required to do.
Mm. So tomorrow is the day, right?
Yep, tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day.
How many rallies or how many protests do you know of that, that you can tell me are confirmed? Do you have a number?
We have ourselves scheduled tomorrow 52 events.
52?
Yep, all 50 states. There are two locations that are having, two states are having two of them at the same time.
Okay, I was going to say, are you having one at Guam?
No. So we like Springfield is the capital of Illinois, mm-hmm. but we're also doing one at Chicago City Hall. That's going to be the bigger one because Pritzker doesn't feel he needs to go to his office. He likes to hang out in Chicago for some reason. And we wanted to be in his space. And then the second one, so you've got Sacramento in California, and we also will have probably the biggest one of all of them out in L.A.
Okay, so we have one here in Louisiana. It's at noon, local time, Louisiana State Capitol, and May the 1st, 2020, the day we as Americans stand up for our freedoms if all unconstitutional mandates are not canceled. We march on state capitals. I don't want to throw a monkey wrench into this, but I would consider an order that you have to wear a mask and stand 6 feet apart an unconstitutional mandate. That's me. I would say the power to compel me and what I have to wear in public, I don't find that in the Constitution, in my local or even in my state constitution. So for someone like me, if I showed up, I'm going to come up to you and give you a bear hug, and I am not going to have a surgical mask on. That would just be me. So how do you just help me work this out? How do you reconcile obeying the command, you know, the same tyrant that tells you you can't go to work and can't go to church, tells you to wear a mask and then social distance in public?
Well, you're right, 100%. It is not constitutional for the government to tell us that. That is correct. And they cannot tell us or order us that we have to do that. So that is completely correct. I believe that adults, American adults, mm-hmm. are completely capable of being responsible for their own safety, their own health. And, this is just one of the side things here real quick. This is the message, right? So
okay.
If they're saying they're going to protect you. And that's what they're doing in this.
Right.
What they're really saying is because you're too stupid to protect yourself.
Yes.
That is the message. And I don't want to get off on that conversation or give them any credence to continue to say that, yes, that's correct.
No.
You are too stupid.
Yeah, Josh, I totally get that. And, you know, there's all kind of a censorship and pushback now against Drs. Erickson and Mahesi with their video of people saying, look, they went out there and told people that they shouldn't be running around, they shouldn't have masks on, and that the government is, that you're too stupid to know how to keep yourself safe and all that. So, and that began yesterday, you know, I'm surprised it took him 3 days actually to find it. That began yesterday. So I hear where you're coming from that. Now, are there any of these rallies that are in addition to in person that are caravans?
You mean like the gridlock type of situation?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be so many people at these rallies, it's going to end up being both. There are going to be people who aren't even able to get there in time, and they're just going to continue in their cars. And it's going to end up being both, quite frankly, at almost every location. I mean, we're expecting like Michigan numbers for the Michigan gridlock times two or three, at least in most areas.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is going to be incredibly large.
Now, I don't know if you are, Josh Ellis is with secondamericanrevolution.org AmericanRevolution2.org, if you're looking for the site, AmericanRevolution2.org. Josh, I don't know if you're old enough to remember or have any memory of, but we remember because we broadcast that day and actually spoke at one of these. Do you remember what happened on April the 15th, 2009?
Not offhand.
Okay. The launch of the Tea Party.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the guy, who was the guy, it was on CNBC, and he was kind of credited with starting the Tea Party, because after Obama was sworn in, the Congress immediately passed the Mortgage Bailout Act. And I'm trying to remember his name now. And he was like, how many of you think that you ought to have to pay your neighbor's mortgage? And that we ought to all take an envelope. Rick Santelli. Thank you. Someone in our chat room is. Do you remember Rick Santelli saying that everybody ought to mail a tea bag? They're a member of Congress.
That was funny.
But it started in a very similar fashion. But at that time, you know, and of course, we were all condemned as being racist, bigot, hick, hayseeds, and what have you. at that time, when that happened, I remember that because I was on Sirius XM at the time, and I remember asking people to send me photographs, you know, pictures that they had taken, JPEG images. Dude, I got so many images, it filled my mailbox up. And I had a gigabyte. It filled my mailbox. I couldn't get any more mail because so many people. Now, if this thing has that kind of impact or that kind of attendance, I think you might actually get something done.
Yeah, and that was really the intention with going nationally while everybody else was focusing just statewide. Because in my opinion, the president of the United States and AG Barr have the responsibility to defend the United States Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And what we have right now are domestic enemies to the United States Constitution.
Totally. Totally. you know what else I might add to that? I've done a little constitutional scholarship in my day. Article 4, Section 3. I, as an American citizen, am guaranteed... a Republican form of government, lowercase r, Republican form of government. If I have a sole autocrat dictator running around barking orders out at me, now we're in day number 60 for some of these guys now, or 45 rather for some of these guys. By definition, that's not a Republican form of government. We ought to also be demanding that the Attorney General shouldn't just be talking about doing this. He ought to be sending letters to some of these governors that saying, if you don't back down, I will take you to court.
Absolutely. But the biggest thing for me is that we don't ask permission anymore. May 1st is not an asking for permission. This is not a let us reopen. This is a we are going to reopen. This is our statement. This is the end. You do not rule us. You represent us. You work for us.
Hey, I like the sound of that, Josh Ellis. Josh Ellis from AmericanRevolution2.org. That's the number two. org on the Dune Maker hotline with us. Okay, somebody wants to find out wants to participate in one of these rallies. You're going to tell them go to the website AmericanRevolution2.org. Anything else that you guys are recommending that they do? Now let me just drop in here, folks. If you remember what happened on April the 15th, 2009, they weren't even globalist at that time. The Obama media and the Obama the Pelosi Congress was served notice. We're not going to take this. We're not going to let you try and make us take it. Now, remember, Josh, remember what the end result of that was. Yeah. Pelosi lost the House.
Yep.
In spectacular fashion. It was the biggest swing in American history. I can't remember the number. I want to say there's like 64 seats or something like that were flipped almost to a, you know, by 2012, Speaker Boehner almost had a veto-proof Republican majority in the opposition to Barack Hussein Obama. Was so profound. We are in a far worse circumstance today. You know, Obama might have tried to do things and tried to with his green new energy deal and all that stuff. He did damage. He didn't disemploy 26 million people, brother.
Oh no. No, he did not do near the damage that these governors have done. And that's the thing. So on May 1st, tomorrow, most of these are at noon local time. Check our website for exact times, AmericanRevolution2.org. But this is going to be the biggest American party in history. If you believe in the Constitution, if you believe that America is a great free nation, show up, tell a friend, bring somebody down there with you. And let's just have the biggest celebration of the Constitution we've ever had.
Well, I'm just going to drop one more thing in before I let you get to your next interview. And I hope you have 50 to do today.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Yeah. Do you know that May the 1st in the Soviet Union is Solidarity May Day?
Yeah.
So it's a great day to have a protest against fake and communistic solidarity. So I think you picked the right day. We have a huge nationwide prayer rally going that's going to start at 3, whatever time zone you're in. So this will work out perfect if you go to a noon civil rights rally. And then you could go to a 3 p.m. prayer rally. Throw everything we got at these bastards.
Oh, yeah. We need numbers. We need Americans to band together and come together like they have never done before in order to get this message across that we run this country, they work for us, and we are not putting up with this anymore.
Now, Josh, finally, do you think from the people that you have talked to that are organizing this, if someone were to come up and give you the line, you're going to get all these people together and they're all going to die. They're all going to get the disease. You're a killer. How are you guys answering that? That's a ridiculous charge, but they make it anyway. Any advice on how you guys are telling or maybe answering that charge?
Well, number one, that's why we're pushing the face masks and the 6-foot social distancing. We're actually one of the groups trying to make sure that storyline can't be used.
Right.
And that's the biggest problem. I actually think Facebook will be responsible for causing more problems because they are stopping our message.
Right.
And more people are going to protest either way. They're going to do it. All they're doing is stopping the guys who are saying, do it right. Do it safely. So, first off, I think Facebook deserves some of that blame for the censorship that they're doing.
Right.
And second, we're grown adults. We're Americans. We're not idiots. We can take care of our own health. We can take care of our own safety. You don't call the cops to come save you from somebody breaking in your house. They get called to come clean up your body afterwards. It's the same with your health. They're coming. The government is coming not to save you. They're coming to clean up the body afterwards and count you as a statistic. We're responsible for taking care of our own health.
Okay. Josh Ellis from AmericanRevolutionNumber2.org. The other state is OpenTheStates.org, right?
Yeah, they have given us a home off of Facebook. So as Facebook continues to censor this message of constitutional rights, for some reason that we still are safe off of Facebook.
Okay. Well, again, I join you in saying that Pride Book is going to be responsible, or ought to be partly responsible, for this. This may also be a dinner bell wake-up call to many people to realize that when you provide content for Facebook, that they feel no obligation to provide you an actual forum when it matters. They're an advertising company. They're not a communication company. This maybe has shown the light on this.
Well, and also, if I can real quick, they've also now crossed the line into potentially being a publisher.
True. Oh, no, true. Absolutely. So, okay, so check your local Times and listings. Go to their website. You can find a listing there. AmericanRevolution2.org. Josh Ellis, I assume that you're one of the founders of AmericanRevolution2.org, right?
I was the original starter of it.
Okay.
I am by no means the one doing all the work. It is regular Joes, just like me, that have come together and put this thing together.
Well, now that I know there's one in Baton Rouge on Friday, I'm actually going to be on my way to somewhere on Friday anyway. Then I'm going to go through Baton Rouge. I'm just going to stop. I'm going to stop. I might even broadcast it here on the Crusade Channel. So, folks, get proud, get loud. You gotta, you have to show up at these things in order for the numbers to show, because it's the actual the photographic or the video image of millions upon millions of people. I think they estimated on April 15, 2009, somewhere on the order of 10 million people turned out. I don't know if we can get that number, but I would think if anyone hears buzz about this, that you can get somewhere near that number, and I hope you do.
I hope we do, too. I'm honestly hoping we get, like, 30 million nationwide.
Well, 30 million is a great start.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, Josh, we will continue promoting it here on the Crusade Channel. Thank you for your time, brother. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.